From the UK's largest retailer of sex toys, this is the sexshop365.co.uk podcast. October 2007.
Hello once again and welcome to the October 2007 edition of the sexshop365.co.uk podcast. My name's Kate Constance.
And I'm Rob Sixsmith, and we're here every month with 30 minutes worth of podcast about spicing up your sex life with lovely sex toys.
Absolutely. It's our eighth podcast so far, and every month more and more people download the show. So hello to you, and if you're a new listener, you're very welcome.
Yep, and we love your feedback. So if you want to get in touch, then please do send us an email. The address is podcast@sexshop365.co.uk. podcast@sexshop365.co.uk. We love reading your emails, don't we?
Oh, we love it. And as we go through the show, don't worry about writing down all the details of the toys we mention, because we do that for you. Ah, yes, all the details you need are listed on our blog at www.sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.
Just before we get cracking, a quick word of warning. If you haven't heard the show before, we should say that it is extremely graphic in places and isn't for the faint-hearted. If you're easily offended, I suggest you hit the stop button now. If you're up for it, though, then let's do it.
Coming up in the next half hour or so, our reviewers will test drive one of the best rabbit vibrators on the market, and we'll find out exactly what they thought of it.
We'll put some of your intimate questions to our resident sexpert, Emily Doubley.
We'll be joined by a genuine sex toy designer from Toy Joy. That'll be a really good interview. Really looking forward to that one.
And on top of all that, we'll be giving you the chance to win a shiny new sex toy to add to your collection.
Woo-woo. It's a packed show, so we better get on with it. First up, let's do this month's sex toy news.
From the UK's largest retailer of sex toys, this is sexshop365.co.uk.
So here are some of the news stories that have caught our eye this month.
My favourite one so far that I found is this one. Basically, staff at a German butcher shop were shocked to discover a customer had hidden two sex toys in their sausages for transport to Dubai. It's basically two latex dildos with a natural look, said a policeman. After shopping at the butcher's earlier in the day, the man returned to the butcher's with two large... I can't pronounce...
Go on, try saying that word.
Oh, my goodness. Schwartenmangen sausages. We all know those famous sausages. He asked the shop assistant to wrap and cool them until he departed for Dubai the next day. Little did the assistant know that there were two dildos hidden in them.
So basically, I imagine these sausages to be like, what's that sausage meat, isn't it? Where you get the big sausage things that you use at Christmas. Yeah. Your mum uses at Christmas. Basically, he's got two of those and stuck a dildo in each one.
Yeah, but then took it back to the shop for them to wrap. Which is crazy.
And the woman didn't realise. He only got found out as he was going through customs.
Oh, my
goodness. And the policeman realised. Can you imagine?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, wouldn't you be suspicious of someone with two large sausages?
Yeah. What are you doing with them, mate? I don't know whether you saw this, but a new survey out this month lists the best top 10 places to have sex.
No, I haven't heard this one.
No. All the usuals are in there, including in the toilets of a club or restaurant.
Classy.
Who hasn't? In a field, in a swimming pool, on a beach. All the usuals. But the number one place, apparently, to have sex is overlooking the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be amazing, though, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome, but where would you do it?
Yeah, and how do you... presumably, there's lots of security around the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, so and how do you aren't get there to always going to be, like, you know, little old ladies walking around seeing the sights?
Yeah, I mean, tourists, I think they're called.
I think that's what they're called, yeah. You're right. Kind of put me off, I think,
but
a little bit.
Can you imagine maybe, you know, doggy style overlooking the canyon?
That would be quite nice.
It would be pretty good, wouldn't it?
I'd be worried I'd fall over the edge, but, you know.
I'll hold on to you, okay. You're all right. But, yeah, so that's the number one place, apparently, in the world to have sex, overlooking the Grand Canyon.
I didn't know that.
Maybe you can hire it for an hour, you know, just to keep everyone else out.
Yeah,
just so
maybe other security guards kind of keeping everyone away from you.
Yeah.
Okay, don't think that we're the only type of people to buy sex toys, because Madonna has actually been seen carrying a newly bought sex toy around London. She was carrying a see-through carrier bag in which you could clearly see a sex toy. It was a purple penetrator strap-on.
So she didn't, like, use a paper bag or a coloured bag so that you couldn't see through it?
It was almost like, look at my sex toy, everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
She's a bit of an exhibitionist, isn't she? Didn't she come out with that whole book of sex and things like that?
Did, didn't she?
So maybe it's just her way, you know. But you think now she's a mum and all that.
She's knocking on.
Yeah, she isn't. She's...
Mind you, you're never too old to use a sex toy.
Well, no, there is that. But yeah, a purple penetrator strap-on. I bet Guy's going to have loads of fun with that.
Yeah. I bet he saw the picture in Heat that week and went, oh, Madge, what have you done? Can you imagine all his mates completely ripping it out of him?
Definitely.
Bless him. Right, just before we move on, I wanted to mention this. We quite often often talk on the show about how sex toys are made and all that kind of stuff. So I thought some people might be interested in the fact that the guys from sexshop365.co.uk recently visited the factory of one of the big sex toy manufacturers. And while they were there, they took loads of photos. So if you want to see inside a genuine sex toy factory and see how they're all made, then now is your chance, because the photos are on the website right now. And there's a link to them in our blog. So it's an educational show, this.
It is, but yeah. I think I'd be disappointed because I want to see like loads of people testing them and things like that. I don't think that goes on there.
No, no photos of that, I'm afraid. Just the manufacturing process and the huge factory that they're made in. So you can see them. Get yourself to their blog, www.sexshop365.co.uk/podcast, and there's a link there right to the photos. Right, on to the reviews.
sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.
In this part of the show, we get our sex toy reviewers to try out a sex toy for us. Sometimes it's a new toy, and sometimes it's one of our big sellers that's been around for a while.
Yep, the toy we're reviewing this month is the Toy Joy Beaded Beagle. It's a 10-inch pink rabbit-shaped vibrator with a central chamber of erotic love pearls.
Woo-hoo.
Get that. And a sensual beagle-shaped clitoral stimulator for maximum arousal. It's easy to use, it has 9 different functions for you to try, and it's on sale at just £32.21 at the moment at sexshop365.co.uk.
OK, let's see what our reviewers thought of it. First up, it's Becky. Welcome back to the show, Becky.
Hiya, hello.
How are you? You all right?
Yes, not too bad, thanks.
Good, good.
So another rabbit-type vibrator for you to test for us this month. You must have a big collection of rabbit vibrators now.
I have a massive drawer full. I have about 10 now.
But they're all subtly different, aren't they? And the thing with this one, the unique selling point of this one, is the beads kind of halfway down the shaft.
Oh, yes, this one's been fantastic. I mean, so you've got the beads halfway down the shaft, which give a really good feel when it's kind of in, so to speak.
Okay.
And so it's got the 9 different settings, which you can choose whether you want it fast, slow, different speeds, what, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And also the big thing for me about this one as well, I mean, people say the beads in the middle, you know, mm-hmm. the big thing, but I actually found, apart from that, the ears, you know, you kind of get the beagle/rabbit ears.
Yes.
Are longer than your average rabbit.
So does it give
you
more...
find it can grip on more. It can grip on more whilst being really in you, if that makes sense.
So you get more pressure from it.
Yeah. And I found that a really good thing.
Good, good.
Sounds good. So you liked the ears a bit longer, better for clit stimulation, and you like the beads. That's good.
Yeah.
What about the functions? Because those beads can go, they can go one way or the other way, and they can go fast and slow.
Yeah, you can have
they?
Alternate rotation, say fast, slow, which is, you know, kind of alongside the actual vibratingness, so it kind of adds a little extra something.
And can you do what you can normally do on standard rabbit vibrators? You can have the ears on without the shaft moving and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can have that. I mean, you can select whether you want one, other, both, you know, at the same time. So.
OK. And what about the size of this one? Because sometimes we've talked before about, you know, you feeling that the shaft of the vibrator is too big or too long or the wrong size. How did this one compare?
To be honest, I thought this one genuinely was one of the best ones that I'd had, because some I found a kind of weird shape. You know, they're a bit narrow mm-hmm. in places, but then bigger in places, or just generally too big. This is generally a good average-sized one, plus with the long ears. So size-wise, all round, it's, yeah, one of the best.
Good, good. Oh, my goodness.
Fantastic.
All the rabbits she's got, this one sounds like it's a good one.
Yeah, OK. Let's go for the scoring of it, then. 1 is bad, 5 is great, and anywhere in between, obviously. First up, ease of use. How easy is it to use this one?
I'd say about 3.5 for this one, because it has got different functions. So you need perhaps a little bit of practice to get into it, but then that's fun because you don't get bored then.
Because
it must be, girls, it must be the most terrible thing when you're there, you know, and you're in the middle of the moment and you decide, oh, I actually want it a bit faster, and then you can't find the right button.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No, stop.
So you just need to get used to this one, really, basically.
Yeah.
It's almost a case of reading the manual.
Yeah, it's not a negative thing. But yeah, just a bit of practice, but that keeps it interesting, so.
Good, good.
Okay.
So right, out of 1 to 5, what would you score the features and functions?
Features and functions, a good 4 on the features and functions, purely because of the variety, mm-hmm. what you can do with it, the ears and everything.
Brilliant.
OK. The attractiveness. Now, it's bright pink, isn't it?
Yes.
Does that do it for you?
Yeah, fine. As I say, kind of standard kind of rabbity colour. A lot too tend to be pink, but it is more attractive than some of the other ones you get, because some of you get a kind of pink and nasty kind of white plastic, whereas this is actually quite, you know, colour-wise, quite nice and streamlined.
So that brings us on to the quality as well, then. Would you rate the quality for us?
Yeah, again, quality good on this. I'd give it about 4 as well.
Good, good. And what about value for money?
So this retails at £32.21 at the moment.
I'd say compared to some other, say, some other similar kind of toys on the market at the moment, which tend, I mean, ones now tend to range between like £40 and £50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be £32, and I thought how good it was, you know, yeah, definitely good value for money. I'd say about 5.
Brilliant.
Don't get many that cheap these days.
No, because so. Some of the rabbits from the well-known high street store can be anything up to about £60.
Yeah, you know, because they supposedly have all these bells and whistles.
Yeah.
And everything,
yeah.
But this one's just as good.
Good, good.
Great, good to hear that. Right, the orgasometer, did it hit the spot for you?
Yes, it did.
Excellent. I love it when it hits the spot.
So what out of 5 would you give it for the orgasmometer? I can't even say it now.
Orgasmometer.
I'd give it a 4.5.
Oh, that's pretty high.
I only give things a 5 if my head falls off.
But it's not bad. 4.5.
No.
Must have been your head toppling.
Yeah, it must have been, yeah, nearly off. Okay, and the overall rating you're going to give this rabbit?
Again, I want to say like a 4 to 4.5. So 4.25.
You're always so accurate with your ratings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
4.25. So out of all the rabbits that you know in collection in your top drawer, would this be one of the ones that you grabbed if you wanted a little bit of a session?
Yeah, it would probably be one of a couple which I would go for first.
Well, rave review.
Yeah, I know.
So pretty impressed then?
Yes, definitely. Very pleased.
Brilliant.
Becky, thank you for testing that for us again this month. Much appreciated.
No problem. A pleasure, as always.
And there's another toy winning its way to you for next time.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And for a second opinion, let's speak to Jane. She's new to the show and she's going to be doing reviews for us from now on. Jane, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Have you enjoyed your first sex toy reviewing experience?
Yes, I think you sent me a great toy.
Oh, good, good. So what did you think about it when you kind of opened it up and saw it first? What was your first impression of it?
I thought it was quite girly.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but it looks great and it feels great.
Brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. So the kind of the unique selling point for this particular rabbit type vibrator is the central chamber of erotic love pearls, as it's described by the manufacturer. Basically, the beads that turn. They're about kind of halfway down the shaft, aren't they?
Yes. I think the beads are great because not only do they turn, they're actually multi-directional and pulsing as well.
My goodness, it's got multi-functions as well.
It's got everything you could possibly want.
Brilliant.
what an accolade for a toy.
No, it is really good. I think the best thing about it for me was you can actually use a conventional vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just have plain fun, that's great. But it's got many, many functions on it, including the vibration and the beads in unison, working directional, pulsing, you name it, every combination. So if you wanted to have a very lazy night, you didn't have to think about very much. It did it all for you.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. It's listed as having 9 different functions, so I guess that's all kind of the rotation of the beads and all that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think 9 actually, it sounds quite limiting for it, because within each function there's a huge amount going on, so it's probably more than that, but 9 settings, yes.
Okay.
Sounds better than a man, doesn't it?
Excuse me,
actually,
I'm still here.
Well, I've got to say, I used it with my partner, and that was the best thing about it, was it had lights on it you could use in the bedroom and dim light, it did everything you wanted.
Oh, fantastic.
Brilliant, that sounds good.
So, when we speak to some of our reviewers that have these rabbit-type vibrators to test out for us, a lot of them say that the shafts are too big and too long. Was that a problem on this one, or is it just about the right size?
I think it's just about the right size. Compared to most of the traditional rabbit-style vibrators, this one's actually a bit smaller on the shaft width,
mm-hmm.
which was much better for me. The length, I would say, is pretty much the same as normal, but it was much more comfortable.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Just run us through the basics as well. What batteries does this one take?
4 AA.
Okay, so nice lot of power.
I can imagine it using quite a lot of battery power, though.
So stock up on the Duracells.
It's got flashing lights, it's got every kind of gadget you could want, so I can imagine buying rechargeables may be the way forward with this one.
Flashing lights on a rabbit vibrator, what more could you possibly want?
Exactly.
It's very flashy.
Okay, should we get on to the ratings then?
Let's do that then. Okay, Jane, out of 5, 5 being good, 1 being bad, how did you find the ease of use with this rabbit?
5.
5. Ooh, that's a good review.
I don't think I'm going to slip below a 5 on this, but carry on.
Okay. Features and functions of this particular one?
I think I'd say 4 for features and functions. Actually, functions I'd give 5 to, but it does take a little bit of working out, so maybe drop that down to 4.
So okay. Maybe a 4.5 there, somewhere in between that then.
Let's go 4.5.
Okay, what about the attractiveness of it? When you saw it, did you think it was like a really nice looking vibrator?
It is. It's definitely a four. I think most girls would probably give it a five, but pink isn't my favourite colour. So
yeah,
it was four.
It is quite bright pink, isn't it, this one?
It's not too overpowering. It's very 80s, I think.
Oh, cool.
What about the quality? Did you think that it was well made?
Yes, I think it's quite light, which almost feels like it's not as good quality, but actually compared to the others, it's much lighter and easy to use.
Fantastic.
And what do you think about value for money compared to like other sex toys on the market? How do you think this one compares?
Absolutely. I think this is probably the best value you can get at the moment for the ones I've seen.
Yeah, it's only £32, which is pretty decent for a rabbit vibrator.
Yeah, especially with those functions.
So a five on that one.
Brilliant.
And the orgasometer, did it do it for you? Did it hit the spot?
Absolutely all the way, yes, five.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, we like our new review.
I know,
hey?
Exactly. Right, OK, dare I ask, what's the overall rating?
I'll just give it a five.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
What a rave review from Jane for our first review. Thank you so much for testing out the Toy Joy Beaded Beagle, and we'll send you something equally good. Well, we'll try to anyway next
month.
Well,
we hope we can top this one.
Yeah. I hope so too.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane. Bye.
Bye.
Wow, what rave reviews for the Toy Joy Beaded Beagle. Pretty good. There's a direct link to it on our blog if you're interested in having a look. www.sexshop365.co.uk/podcast. Go check it out.
They really loved it, didn't they? We'll be getting the girls to review another toy next month, so if you have any suggestions for toys they should test, then please drop us an email. podcast@sexshop365.co.uk. We'd absolutely love to hear from you.
I think that's the best review we've had so far.
I know.
Yeah, pretty decent toy, apparently.
sexshop365.co.uk.
Okay, time to look at this month's top 10 selling sex toys on the website.
Yep, every month we count down the top 10 bestsellers at sexshop365.co.uk. Have a listen to these. There might just be something in there that tickles your fancy.
Okay, here's the top 10. At number 10 is the Intimate Intruder. An 8-inch long anal and vaginal intruder looks like a lot of fun at $23.95.
At number 9, this has had so many great reviews. It's the Twister Duvet Cover. It's a duvet cover printed with the Twister board.
It's just cute, isn't it?
Imagine how much fun you can have with that. And it comes very well recommended. Apparently, Kylie Minogue has one.
Well, that's it. Sign me up for 10.
Exactly. £33.95 for that.
And at number 8, it's the iCum Music Activated Vibrator for Couples. This little device plugs into any MP3 player and vibrates in time with the music. How cool is that? And it's only $14.95.
So if you fancy different kinds of vibration, you just put a different kind of track on and it vibrates in time with the music.
If you just want like a gentle one, you put a bit classical music on.
Yeah.
Fancy some, you know, getting on quick as you can.
Trance.
Bit of rock. Yeah.
At number 7, it's the Cloner Willy Kit. This kit is great. You can make a proper vibrating replica of your penis. It's great if you have to go away for a while, maybe leave your wife or your girlfriend at home or whatever. You're not going to see him for a while. Just make a clone of your penis.
Can I clone yours?
Sadly not. $39.95.
And at number 6, it's the Pearl Shine 10. It's a 10-inch long penis-shaped vibrator with a silky smooth skin-like surface. It does feel really real, this one, and it's only $10.99.
Bargain. Number 5, it's the Total Gold, a completely smooth gold coloured vibrator with multi-speed control. Looks really classy. It's £14.80, and it's a real alternative to the vibrators that have all the bells and whistles these days. And if you just want a plain, classy, nicely gold coloured vibrator, that's the one to choose.
Sounds good. And at number 4 is the Toy Joy Water Nymph. It's completely different shaped, looks a lot of fun, and it's also completely waterproof, so you can use it in the shower, and it's just $11.99.
See what they did with the name? Water Nymph.
Yeah, that's good.
Number 3, it's the Rampant Jelly Vibrator Silent Spur, a completely silent rabbit-type vibrator, and it's great if you share a house and you need to come quietly. We reviewed it on the show a couple of months ago, and it got rave reviews. $59.99.
And at number 2, it's the Fun Factory Stubbs Tiger, another one from the Fun Factory range, and it's a large dildo with a curved tip to really hit your G-spot at £24.50.
And at number 1 this week, it's the Fleshlight Pink Vagina. It's the number 1 selling male sex toy in the world. It's always in our top 10, but this month it's number 1. And it's nice to see a guy's sex toy at number 1.
It is. There's obviously more guys logging onto the website, which is a good thing.
$32.99 for that one.
So that's this month's top 10. If you want to have a look at any of those, then there is a direct link to each on the blog, which is in the usual place, which is www.sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.
Okay, just before we carry on, I just need to tell you about the 3 for 2 High Street sale, which is now on at sexshop365.co.uk. Basically, the guys at Sexshop 365 have taken a whole load of toys that you can find in shops on the high street, and they've made them all 3 for 2. And you can make some really good savings with this deal. Rather than go down to your local private shop, then just log on to the website. You can get all the same toys on the website, and if you buy 2, you get the cheapest one absolutely free, which is not bad at all. But it's only for a limited time, like all these things. So get yourself to the website and see if there's anything you fancy. There's a direct link to the sale page on our blog at www.sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.
So I'm logging on right now.
Don't go to the high street. Get yourself to the website.
Right, just before we speak to our sexpert and ask her all your dirty questions, let's do this month's competition.
This is the sexshop365.co.uk podcast.
Time for the competition. Before we set this month's question, let's tell you who won last month's toy. We asked you, what percentage of men claim they know where the clitoris is? Claim they know where the
claim,
clitoris is.
Claim, exactly the main word. And Samantha Hurley in Cumbria was the first out of the hat. She correctly said that only 21.5% of men claimed they knew where the clitoris is. That's really not a lot, is it?
Well, considering it's claimed, so 21.5% claim they do, so actually probably about 2% actually do.
That is shocking.
It's a bit of a worry.
That is a very big worry.
Anyway, well done to Samantha. She wins herself a Top Cat Bunny. It's on its way to you, Samantha. Right, on to this month's prize then. We have a Toy Joy beaded beagle to give away. It's the toy that got a really good thumbs up from our reviewers earlier in the show, so it's a pretty decent prize really, and a must have for any girl's naughty drawer.
It's dead easy to enter the competition. Just email us your answer to the following question. It's a really funny one this month. What percentage of pet owners allow their pet to stay in the room while they have sex?
Ew.
I've got 2 cats and I never let them come in and watch me. They really don't need to see that sort of thing, do they? Anyway, is it A, 31%, B, 42%, or C, 66%? I'll just go through that question again. What percentage of pet owners allow their pet to stay in the room while they have sex? I'm still gagging. Is it A, 31%, B, 42%, or C, 66%?
I actually feel ill.
I do too.
Why would you do that?
No, I have no idea.
That could scar a cat for life, surely.
Maybe they kind of got some voyeurism, you know, fetish.
Yeah, it brings a whole new meaning to the term dogging. As always, send your answer on email to podcast@sexshop365.co.uk, and don't forget to include your name and address, and make sure your email reaches us by midnight on October the 21st. Good luck.
From the UK's largest retailer of sex toys, this is sexshop365.co.uk.
So as usual, we've been flooded with emails for this part of the show.
Yep, this is where we put your naughtiest questions to our resident sexpert, Emily Doubley.
Emily's a pretty experienced sexpert, having written various books on the subject, appeared on numerous TV and radio shows, and written hundreds of articles for various websites over the years. There is nothing she can't help with.
When it comes to sex.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Let's bring her on then. Hi, Emily. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hey, Emily.
Full of cold this month.
I am indeed.
Sorry to hear that.
Dear. Get the lemsip down you.
Oh, yes. I think a hot toddy is required.
OK, should we get on with our first question?
Yes, please.
OK, our first question this month is from Sharon in Glamorgan, and she says, hi, Emily. I really love anal sex. In fact, I prefer it to vaginal sex, but at the moment I'm single and not getting any. And I have some normal toys like rabbits, but I really want to get some anal toys. Any suggestions for a girl that loves anal play?
Well, to start with, you can actually use your rabbit, as long as you make sure that you clean it if you're using it that way round. Mm-hmm. But if you turn it round so that the clit stimulator tickles your arse instead, quite a lot of women really quite like that.
You can actually get rabbits that have got 2 kind of lots of ears on, can't you?
You can indeed, yes. And, you know, they can be quite good. Why bother with 2 when you can get 1? You can always use a dildo instead. But the other thing to bear in mind with G-spot toys is never, ever, ever put anything into your bum which hasn't got a flared base or some other way of getting it out, because you don't want it getting trapped there.
Oh, yeah. It's not an A&E trip you'd really want to go to, is it?
No, I mean, okay, the doctors have seen it all before, but you don't really want to be the one one that's being there as a victim of gossip every time casualty.
Have you girls seen that new programme on Bravo on the telly that's all about things that get stuck inside people's bodies in places you don't want them to get stuck?
No.
That passed me by. I've got to admit, I don't think I'd be a particularly... I think it might be a tad squeamish for that.
There's a whole series on it. This stuff happens all the time. You wouldn't believe.
The thing is, Rob, me and Emily both have lives.
Very good point there.
Okay, so you would suggest basically just using your existing toys?
Either use your existing toy, or if you do want to get a separate toy to use possibly at the same time as your rabbit, make sure it's got a flared base. There's a fab toy called the Micro Saber G Butt Plug, and it's only $15.95, so nice little cost-effective toy that'll give you all the anal pleasure you could want.
So talk to us about butt plugs, because they don't vibrate or really do anything, do they? They just kind of sit there. How does that work? I've never got that.
Some butt plugs do vibrate. The one that I recommended does actually vibrate. Mm. Other ones, they just give you the feeling of being full, or they stretch you slightly. And bear in mind that an awful lot of butt plugs are designed for men, because men have got a prostate, so you get a lot more stimulation if you're a man who's taking it up the bum than if you're a woman, although women can get G-spot stimulation kind of from the other side, so to speak.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Right, thank you for that. Question two is a question from Nikki and Jemima in Northampton. They ask, we're a gay couple and we've been together for just over 2 years. We still have great sex, but fancy spicing it up a bit in bed. Rather than just go for the normal vibrators, we wondered what toys are out there that we could both use at the same time and be more intimate together. Do they do such a thing as a double-ended rabbit? And if so, are they any good? Good question.
Yep. Very good question, but I'm very sorry, Nikki and Jemima. A little bit demanding expecting a double-ended rabbit, because they're just a bit complicated. You know, getting the swirling ball base and getting the clit stimulator and that kind of thing in a double-ender, just a little bit advanced. However, you can get a double-ended vibrator, the dual vibrating flexi vibrator, for the princely sum of $44.95.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're really determined to have a rabbit, then you're going to have to take it in turns. You can get yourself a rabbit strap-on. The Dualtech strap-on rabbit is only $26.95, so a bit of a bargain there.
I didn't know you could get a strap-on rabbit.
You can indeed.
News to us.
Yeah, you learn something new every day. It's a good point, though, isn't it, about using toys together and being much more intimate about it rather than just kind of both laying there using a different toy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you use toys together, you know, there can certainly be an intimacy to it that just using toys doesn't have. Although, if you play with your partner's boobs while she's using a toy or vice versa, you can get the intimacy there with toys that way as well.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. that applies equally for heterosexual couples as lesbian couples, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Nothing wrong with joining in when there's some toy use going on.
So they don't do double-ended rabbits, but they do strap-on rabbits. But they do double-ended dildos, don't they, of course?
They do double-ended dildos, but I'd recommend that go for one of the vibrating ones, because that way you get the buzz rather than just the feeling of being filled.
And those double-ended dildos seem a bit awkward, don't they, Kate?
quite unwieldy and really quite long.
I was quite naive when I first saw one, and I looked at it and was like, well, what's that for? But, you know,
I would
Rob's,
see,
Rob's
show you
filled
sometimes.
Me in with that.
I think that would be inappropriate, darling.
Yeah, I had to explain. Okay, and our last question this month, Kate.
Okay, our last question this month is from Becky in Cardiff. Now, she says, I'm 19, I've just started uni. I live in a house with three guys, and the only vibrator I own is a really loud one, but I really don't want my housemates hearing me getting off. What's the quietest vibrator you can buy? And bear in mind, I'm on a student budget, so it needs to be a cheap one, thanks.
Oh, well, very common question. Lots of people don't like the idea of getting caught when they're using their toy. Yeah. There are a few people out there that really like the idea of getting caught too. But quiet vibrators, you've got two options. Either go for the good old Rub My Ducky, which we've recommended so many times on the show, because
yeah.
that way you can use it in the bath when the tap's running. Nice, quiet kind of toy.
And no one really knows it's a vibrator, really, do they, either?
Exactly. And, I mean, you know, worst case scenario, you might find that your housemates are there playing with your duck as well. So, you know, it's lovely as it is, you might decide that you don't like the ideas of your flatmates getting their hands on it. Alternatively, go for one of the smaller toys, because there are all these hard plastic vibes out there that claim to be the quietest in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, a load of nonsense. If you go for one of the smaller jelly toys, then the fact that it requires less power means that it's going to be quieter. And if it's jelly rather than hard plastic, less noisy vibrations going on. Two really good little toys you can get. The Toy Joy Amora More, and that's only $14.95, and looks terribly floral and pretty. Or the Octopussy, which is a kind of slightly stranger looking, but only $8.95. Total bargain, nice and quiet, and you won't get caught.
And definitely affordable on a student budget.
Exactly.
We reviewed the Silent Spur rabbit vibrator on the show a couple of months ago, and I remember the girl saying that was particularly quiet.
Yeah, they said yeah, there was no sound from it whatsoever.
Yeah, so
yeah, that's impressive, because generally speaking, I find any toys with a silent rattle don't tend to be quite as good as other toys that come along that are just small and don't not powered by such a big battery.
Yeah, and it's of course it's not just students who share houses that this is an issue for. It's people that live with their parents, or couples that live together, or when you go away in a hotel room and maybe you're there for business, you don't want the person in the room next door to know. I mean, it applies across a whole vast number of situations.
Or you're taking your vibrator away and it goes off in your bag.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, well, that's where things like the toy that you attach to the end of your electric toothbrush can come in handy if you're travelling around the place.
Hold on, you can get a toy that you attach to your electric toothbrush?
You can indeed. You can get various toys. You can get the Tingle Tip, and you can also get the Brush Bunny, both of which attach to the end of your toothbrush, so that you've got your vibration going on without needing to carry a vibrator.
Well, I didn't know that.
There you go. Your electric toothbrush is a two-in-one toy.
Presumably you remove the actual toothbrushing bit first.
You do indeed, yes. I think use your own toothbrush and not somebody else's as well, just out of politeness.
Emily, thank you very much for answering our questions again today.
Thanks, Emily.
Great to have you on the show, as always. And I hear you've got a book coming out.
I have indeed, yes. 18th of October, I've got The X Factor coming out, which is all about exes and how to handle them. So your own exes, what to do if you find a load of pictures of your other half ex on his computer. And, really, should you have been snooping there in the first place? But any kind of ex dilemma, all dealt with in it.
So it's nothing to do with Simon Cowell, it's just called The X Factor.
No, it's called The X Factor with an EX, rather than just with an X.
I was hoping there'd be some naked pictures of Simon Cowell in it.
Sorry, darling, but, I'll see if I can dig some out.
Alright, thanks.
You spend long enough on Google, I'm sure you'll find something. Good luck with the book then, and we'll talk to you next month, Emily.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Emily, bye.
Okay, if you were struggling to write down all the products that Emily mentioned there, then don't panic. They're all listed with direct links to them on our blog, which you can find at the usual place, sexshop365.co.uk/podcast. That's sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.
Emily's on the show every month, so if you want your question answered next time, whatever it is, then email us at podcast@sexshop365.co.uk and we'll try our very best to get it answered for you.
Right, time for the Industry Insider.
Sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.
This is the Industry Insider part of the show. Every month we invite one of our big sex toy manufacturers onto the show to tell us all about their range of toys.
Yep, this month we're joined by Rick from Toy Joy. Now, Toy Joy are one of the biggest manufacturers of sex toys in the world. They make a huge range of toys. They make every toy you could possibly imagine and some that you probably couldn't.
My goodness. And they're celebrating at the moment having just won the ETO Adult Industry Award for the Sex Toy Range of the Year, which is a pretty impressive accolade. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Thank you.
How are you, Rick?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well,
good,
thanks.
Thank you.
Live from Holland. How is it in Holland today?
Well, no. Autumn has started here.
Oh, yeah, over here as well. Okay, so first off, we should ask you just to tell us a little bit about the company, the Toy Joy, the Toy Joy range, and the company that manufacture them.
Well, the company is Scala. We are a Dutch-based company. And basically, we're a wholesale and distribution division of the Beate Uhse group. Beate Uhse is one of the largest players in the world, with something like 300 shops in Europe, the largest mail order company, Pabo, in Europe. And next to that, Scala is the wholesale division, distribution and wholesale division of the group. And our home brand is Toy Joy.
And it's really Toy Joy that we want to talk about today, because you've just won the ETO award.
Correct, and it was very, very exciting.
Yeah, congratulations.
That is some accolade.
<Thank you.
laughs> What's your best-selling toy at Toy Joy?
Well, I think there's at the moment there's a big movement in the toy industry. Mm-hmm. For many years it was always the same toy. For 25 years it was the same toy that would sell over and over and over again.
Which one was that?
Well, basically the standard vibrator, the standard dong, the standard butt plug.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not much happened over 25 years almost. Then a few companies started, of course, with starting to follow up on demands from the audience, and to follow up on trends and mm-hmm. and follow up on fashion. So and that's where Tojoy came from. Mm-hmm. That a new type of customer approached us, and that was the woman itself.
Mm-hmm.
For long and many years, it were just the men who went into the sex shops and bought the toys. And a couple of years ago, that all changed. It became much more liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Women became much more in demand of the toys that they wanted, and
Do you think that's do you think a lot of that is because of the internet and the availability of sex toys on the internet now, which takes the stigma away from it?
Yes, and of the internet, but also of the more women friendly shops that you see opening up rapidly
mm-hmm.
now. So it's and it's of course it's not a taboo anymore. It's a topic that you can easily talk about over a nice birthday party or something.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Toy Joy range literally makes pretty much everything you could possibly want. There's everything from glass toys to dildos and dongs to cock rings to
yes.
anal toys. I mean, literally, the range is massive.
You're like a kid in a sweet shop.
The range is massive, and it's never meant that the whole range would be under one roof to be offered, but everybody can pick and choose his own best-selling collection,
mm-hmm.
Take what they like and sell best. When we started with Toy Joy, what we literally did, we took the best-selling items and we just repacked them. That's how it all started, and
mm-hmm.
it was just the package that was more outstanding than the toy itself.
Right.
Okay.
And that was a little bit over 3 years ago. Now, with the last, every 6 months we bring out a new collection, and now with the last three collections, you can really see that we move now away from the old-fashioned toys, and that we now are becoming really manufacturers, designers, and really are, instead of trend followers, we are now trying to become trendsetters and really show what is the newest and the latest technology,
mm-hmm.
and the latest color and the latest material and packaging.
Absolutely, because you guys spend, I know, a lot of money and time on developing the new toys and seeing, you know, what's coming next in the market. How does that process work? How do you begin thinking about a new type of sex toy, and how does it get tested and developed and all that kind of stuff?
Well, there are different ways. Of course, we do our biannual trips to China, and there we see what all is offered. A lot of things are already invented, and a lot of things are already made there. And we just pick what we like, and we bring some improvements to the IDs. So that can be one part of how we source toys. And what is very new is that now we also are really starting from scratch, really sitting behind a drawing table and making the sketches ourselves, and coming up with ideas that we get from our customers,
mm-hmm.
who literally ask, like, we are still missing like this or this or something that they see that could be improved. So really, for the first time, and that's something that we did with the last collection of Toy Joy, we've really been sitting on the chair of the designer, the graphic
mm-hmm.
designer, and that was very exciting. More exciting also because the last collection of Toy Joy was being picked up more successful than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
So successful that we have a little bit of a problem now because we sold out almost the complete collection.
Oh my goodness.
That's a good problem to have, though, isn't it?
A few more weeks before we can restock again.
That's a good problem to have, though, isn't it, Ray?
Yeah. Yeah, well, what we will do is we have now currently 600 toys in the collection. And 600, that is the number that we will focus on. That is where
my
it will
goodness.
Stay.
How do you keep up with them all?
Well, of course, you have best sellers, but you have
uh-huh.
also slow movers. It wouldn't be fair if I said that they were all the best items
mm-hmm.
in the world.
So tell us about a couple of the best sellers then.
A couple of the best sellers. Well, for now, the best sellers at this moment are the items that are not really looking, they don't have the real penis shapes like the vibrators and the stimulators. That don't really have the hardcore penis shape.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So everything that's a little bit nice and elegant and smooth and that has that designer's touch, that mm-hmm. is really at the moment what's very much in demand.
Mm-hmm. So kind of fashionable looking vibrators. Yeah. Yeah.
Another toy that you see that is picking up, is being picked up rapidly, is the vibrating cock ring in every shape and every color. It's really a couple's toy. You really see there that couples are really enjoying to use something together. Mm-hmm. And I think for the coming season, what will be more and more a new trend and a new thing to for our customers to discover will be the prostate massages for the men.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. becoming big business, aren't they?
That is something that is really becoming big business, yeah. It's of course, for a long, long time, it was unheard of that straight guys would try anything in anal play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's rapidly changing.
Yeah, we've had a few manufacturers on over the last few months who have said exactly the same. It's becoming much more accepted, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so what's in the pipeline for Toy Joy? What's coming up next?
Well, like I said, these prostate massagers, and then our own design, something we really did ourselves from scratch. I'm personally very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Very innovative, very different from what's there out at this moment. So that's very new. Other new and innovative techniques mm-hmm. we are using now for some masturbators,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm very excited about. We're also, of course, always on the lookout, especially with all the things being said about the PVCs and the softeners inside the PVCs. We're very much on the lookout for new materials.
So this is the whole phallet issue, isn't it?
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes. The whole phallet issue. So we're very much on the lookout for new materials. And we found some very very nice new materials. There was, of course, the good and very much improved silicone, but that has such a high price level that not everybody is willing to pay that high price.
Mm-hmm.
We will come on now with newer materials that we'll have a price level somewhere between the high-priced silicon and the low-priced PVCs.
Mm.
So that's also very exciting.
A lot of the industry seems really concerned with the materials at the moment. Rick, just before you go, I must tell you that we have had your Toy Joy beaded beagle reviewed on the show this week, and both of our girls loved it. It's one of the most positive reviews we've ever had. So big thumbs up from England on the beaded beagle.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very pleased to hear that because it was a fun thing to do.
That must be one of your best-selling rabbit-type vibrators.
Well, correct. And I must explain a little bit, a little thing that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, and everybody has rabbits on his mind.
Yeah.
If you mention a vibrator, then you mention a rabbit vibrator,
mm-hmm.
and that's the best-selling vibrator that you have in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, that's only for the UK.
Oh.
Everywhere else, the rabbit vibrator is just another vibrator.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No.
So, and because we make our collection for the whole of Europe.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we aim also, of course, very much on the UK market, which is a very, very important market for us. But the rest of Europe doesn't have that rabbit hype.
Oh, that's unusual. I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Well, so, we gave it a big thumbs up anyway. We don't care about the rest of Europe. We love it over here.
We love it in the UK.
Well, that was the whole point. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, once again, congratulations on winning the ETO award. And the good news about that is that sexshop365.co.uk have knocked money off of a whole load of Toy Joy toys for a limited period to celebrate that award.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So that's really good news.
That is good news.
Rick, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks for joining us from all the way from Holland, and good luck with Toy Joy in the future.
Thanks,
Rick.
Thank
you so much, guys. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 So we're the only ones that really get excited about rabbits then, apparently. I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't care, do you?
No. Big thumbs up from our girls today.
Definitely.
Remember that, as always, we'll put links to all of the products that Rick mentioned on our blog, which you can get to at www.sexshop365.co.uk/podcast. I liked Rick.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah. I think he should have been on an episode of Eurotrash or something. It'd be great.
Definitely.
Sexshop365.co.uk.
We're almost at the end of the show. Just time to recap the competition question once more.
Yep, we have a Toy Joy beaded beagle vibrator up for grabs, and all you have to do is answer the following question.
Ooh, it's my worst question I've ever had to ask. What percentage of pet owners allow their pets to stay in the room while they have sex?
No matter how many times you read that, it still makes me cringe.
It still makes me, yeah, kind of do that whole shuddery down the spine thing. Is it A, 31%, B, 42%, or C, 66%. I'm going to ask it one more time. What percentage of pet owners allow their pets to stay in the room while they're having
sex? Not listening, la 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 la.
The funny thing is, there'll be people out there actually listening to this and going, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's perfectly normal.
Is it A, 31%, B, 42%, or C, 66%?
Now, you're not really likely to actually know the answer to that one.
But not really.
No, but I can tell you the answer is on the web, basically, because that's where we got the question from. So if you Google for long enough, you will probably find it. If not, just take a guess. It's worth a shot in the dark.
Why not? Send your answers on email to podcast@sexshop365.co.uk. Don't forget to include your name and address, and make sure your email reaches us by midnight on October the 31st. Good luck.
Right, that's it. The end of the show once again.
Yep, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch during the month, then our email address is podcast@sexshop365.co.uk. That's podcast@sexshop365.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you.
Until November, goodbye.
Bye.
For more details on all products featured in this podcast and for the accompanying blog, visit sexshop365.co.uk/podcast.